The mission, the Shiran became tummy, burned, or lost before the Kaimis was offered. According to Rabbi Eliezer, the Mincha is kosher, and the Kaimis may be offered. According to Rabbi Yeshua, the Mincha is possible, and the Kaimis may not be offered. Zok de Gemara, Rav said Rabbi Yeshua only holds this way if all the Shiran became tummy, but if only some of it became tummy, the Mincha would not become possible. In fact, the Gemara understands the statement of Rav as only referring to the case of the Shiran becoming tummy, like he explicitly says, but not the case of the Shiran becoming burned or lost. This would mean that he says that even if part of the Shiran were burned or lost, Rabbi Yeshua would still hold that the Mincha is possible. What does Rav hold? If he holds that the remaining shrine is considered significant, which is why when there's some remainder that's not tummy, it remains kosher, then why is the case different when only part of the shrine was burned or lost? If he holds that the remaining part of the shrine is not significant, then even when only part of it became tummy, the reason it's kosher is because the tzitz brings acceptance. If so, even if the entire shrine became tummy, we should say that it's kosher based on the tzitz. And if tomorrow Rav holds that the remaining shrine is considered significant, and therefore even in the case where the part of the shrine was burned or lost, Rabbi Yeshua would hold that the mincha is kosher. The reason he only mentions the case of Tameh is because that's the first case mentioned in the Mishnah, but he certainly means to include all three cases. The Gemara says we can see this from a Braisa as well. The Braisa says, Rabbi Yeshua says, all Karbanos of the Torah that were shechted and the meat or chelev were destroyed or became tummy, as long as there is a kezias that remains, we can do zrika and the carbon is kosher. However, half kezias of each will not combine to allow offering of the blood. If the carbon is an oila, it will combine since both are to be burned on the mizbeach anyway. One does not offer the blood based on having some of the accompanying mincha still intact. Frek the Gemara on the Braisa, a mincha has no blood, so how is it part of this discussion? Or if Papa explained, this refers to the mincha that accompanies an animal carbon. We would think that since it's brought with the carbon, the blood of the carbon can be offered if the mincha is intact, even if the meat and the chelev are no longer intact. The Braisa therefore teaches that the blood may only be offered if there's some meat or chelev. How do we know, Taka, that even if the meat is lost but there's chelev in existence, that the zrika could be done? So the pasuk says that a zrika should be done and then says, the hikter achelev l'reach nechayech l'Hashem. This teaches that even if there's only chelev, zrika is done. How do we know, that if only the diaphragm and the kidneys remain, a zrika may be done? The Bryce says that a zrika may not be done on the basis of the mincha. It suggests that it may be done on the basis of the diaphragm and the kidneys. So how do we know this? And Rabbi Yechanan said, the words l'reach nechayech teach that anything that is put on the mizbeach for this purpose of reach nechayech, it can serve as the basis for the zrika. Mara says, if we only had the word chelev, we would think that diaphragm and kidney can't serve as the basis for the zrika. If we only had the reach nechayech, we would think that even a mincha can serve as the basis. That's why we need all these words. So after the next mission, if the kaimus was not put into a kli shoharet, it's possible. Rav Shimon says it's kosher. If the kaimus was burned in two parts instead of all at once, Zok the Mishnah is kosher. Zok the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda, the son of Rav Chiya, said the view of Rav Shimon is based on the pasuk of Kachatos Ka'oshom, which teaches if the kohen does the kmitza by hand, it should be done with the right hand like a chatos. If it's done by a keli, it should be done with the left hand like an oshom. Rabbi Yanai said once the kmitza was done from a kli sharis, the kaimitz may even be brought up and burned using a shirt or a regular earthenware pot. Rav Nachman Yitzchak said all agree that the kaimitz must be placed into a kli sharis. Machlokes is where the avoidus that follow that were done without the keli. Bryce has said that a kaimis that is offered, whether by hand or in a keli, and whether with the right hand or the left hand, is kosher. This has follower of Shimon, and we see that he does not require using the right hand even when the keli is not used. This refutes Rabbi Yehuda, the son of Rabbi Chiya. And if it's more, Rabbi Yehuda, the son of Rabbi Chiya, would say, the Bryce is discussing each thing separately and should be understood as saying, if it's done by him, the right hand has to be used. If it's done by a keli, either hand may be used. In fact, Rabbi Bryce says that Rabbi Shimon says the mincha is kosher even if the kaimis was put into a keli that is not a kli sharis. This refutes of Nachman Bar Yitzchak, and for the Gemara, the Bryce means that he holds its kosher when the avoidus following the placement of the kaimitz and the klisharis are done, even in a regular kaidim. However, the kaimitz must first be made kaidish by putting into a klisharis. Fleckting Mara Brisa says, Rav Shimon holds as long as the kaimitz was taken from a klisharis, he may even bring it up to the mizbeach and offer it without the need for another klisharis. This refutes Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak because it seems that Rav Shimon does not require that the kaimitz be made kaidish in a klisharis. And for the Gemara, the Braisa means to say that as long as the kaimis was taken from a kli sharis and made kaidish in a kli sharis, he may even bring up the mizbeach and offer it without the need for another kli sharis. In fact, Gemara Braisa says if the kohen did the kmitza with his right hand and then he put the kaimis into his left hand, he should put it back into his right hand. If it was in his left hand and he had an intent for beyond its time or place, it becomes possible to not have a chi of kars. If he had intent while it was in his right hand, then if it was beyond its place, it's possible no kars. If the intent was beyond its time, it's possible an even kars. This is a view of Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon. The Chum say once the kaimis is put into his left hand, it becomes possible to be offered. The reason is that it must be made kaidish in a keli. But once it's put into his left hand, it's like the blood of an animal going from the neck onto the floor and then gathered back up, which makes the carbon possible. Now the Braisa implies that Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon hold that the kaimis does not need to be put into a keli to be made kaidish as a future of Nachman. Zok Tumara to Yufta. The Gemara says the Braisa supports Rabbi Yehuda son of Rechiah, who says that Rav Shimon says that when done by hand, the avodah must be done with the right hand. Should we say it even in future of Yana, who seems to say that Rav Shimon would even allow the left hand? After the Gemara, Rav Yana would say, I hold like the Braisa regarding the burning of the chalev, which said that Rav Shimon holds that the avodah can even be done with the left hand, and would not explain the Braisa differently as like we were forced to do before. The Mishnah said, "Hikter kumtza pamayim ksheira." Shmuel Levi said, "This suggests that that it's kosher if done in two parts, but not if done in more than two parts." Rabbi Yochanan said, "Even in many parts, it would be kosher." What's machlokes between them? And the Rav Zeir said, "Machlokes is whether there is a kaimitz less than two zaysim, and whether there can be a burning of less than a kazayas." Rabbi Shu holds that there is not. Rabbi Yochanan says that there is. With regard to the kaimitz of the Gemara, at what point does it allow the shrine to be eaten? Rabbi Chanina said, "When the fire catches onto it." Rabbi Yochanan said, "When the fire takes hold of most of it." Your Talmidim said in the name of Avraham that a Braisa learns from a Pasuk that a Kaimitz can even be put onto the fire even up to a moment before sunset. Now, at that point, the fire will not take hold of most of it before sunset, and yet the Braisa says it's kosher. This refutes Rabbi Yochanan. Evidently, the Braisa is referring to when it's permitted to put the Kaimitz on the Mizbech. Rabbi Yochanan is referring to when the shrine becomes mutter. Another Teretz, Rabbi Loza said, the Braisa is referring to putting the Kaimitz on after sunset. It's referring to pieces of the Kaimitz that burst off the fire and have to be put back on. Rav Dimi and then Rav Yane said this same thing as well. Talking about Vayter of Asi said, when Rav Lozer was learning Sechas Menachas, he asked, what's the halacha if the Kohen put the Kohenitz on the Mizbech and then put the wood on top of it? Is that a normal manner of burning or not? The Gemara leaves with a teiku. Chizkiya asked, what's the halacha if the Kohen puts the limbs of a carbon on the Mizbech and then put the wood on top of it? The Pasuk says, Al ho'etzim, and therefore the limbs have to be on top of the wood. Or maybe the Pasuk, Asher toich al ho'esh, es ho'oila al Mizbech, teaches that either way is fine. Again, teiku. Rav Yitzchak Nafka asked, what's the halacha if the limbs are placed near the side of the fire instead of on top of it? Do we say al means on top? Or can we say that since other times al can mean next to, over here also can mean next to? Or maybe, just like al ha-mizbech means on top of the mizbech, al regarding the fire also means on top of the fire as well. Again, the Gemara leaves with a teku.